fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Okay, I believe I'm live. We're having some technical issues. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of December. Prepper tip of the day, maintain your situational awareness. Pray for our president and his family. Pray for our republic. And, of course, hunker down. Get ready for what's coming. The expanded prepper tip, check all your magazines for your firearms. Are they in good condition? Do you have enough? I would suggest at least 10 magazines for each firearm that requires a magazine. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Hunt. Steve Hunt is the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. If you need economic advice to help understand the best thing for you and your family when it comes to preserving family assets, just give him a call at 800-988-8443. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, the situation with the president is not settled yet. We still have some hope that President Trump will be reelected. A lot of people are giving up hope. I'm not giving up hope. I know he's got some powerful people on his side, plus the possibility of using the Insurrection Act. Now, Steve, last week when we talked, you mentioned that you have personal knowledge of several multimillionaire investors that are holding back, waiting to see what the outcome of the election will be. Has that changed since last week?
No, sir. Everybody's still in a holding pattern. You know, he keeps mentioning different things that he knows is going on behind the scenes, and he keeps saying that there's going to be fireworks yet to come. So, you know, everybody wants to wait and see if he's going to be able to pull this thing off. But, you know, it seems like there's people now abandoning ship that were on his side. You know, Mitch McConnell's now saying congratulations to Biden. It's just a lot of people, it seemed like they might not have had his side the entire time. You know, people in Georgia and Arizona. Governor Doug Ducey, you know, he's very upset with Governor Doug Ducey here in Arizona. There just seems to be a lot of corruption with this, and I just don't think he's going to pull it off anymore. You know, I hate to sound pessimistic about it, but it just seems like this is going to be one of the biggest corruptions of all time. Are you there, John?
Let's use the phone. Steve. Hello, Steve. Steve Hunt.
Hello, John.
Okay. We're having some technical issues, and I'm back now. We'll get through this hour. Well, before I got cut off, you were talking about the possibility of the president pulling this off, and people are still, I guess, are not just big investors, but small investors, too, are holding back and waiting to see what the outcome is going to be.
Oh, and, you know, lots of people around the country are holding back, you know, and the people that believe that Biden has already secured this are already pulling money out, and droves of millions of dollars are being put on the sidelines or into metal. I mean, if you've been watching metal the past few days, you know, as soon as Mitch McConnell came out and said congratulations to Mr. Biden, the metal started skyrocketing in the past few days. So, you know, we're seeing $25 to $40 increases every day. You know, once again today, gold's up $30, silver's up 2.5%. We're at a new all-time high for the year for silver, over 26 bucks. Things are starting to move pretty quick, and people are trying to find safe havens. And you're also starting to hear more news about this vaccine. You know, everybody had high hopes about a vaccine, you know, and all this news about this was the cure. Well, unfortunately, now the news is coming out that there is a new strain that's out that has 17 different variations that aren't included in that vaccine that's coming out right now, that's getting new shots, and that shot's not gonna have an effect with those new 17 variations of the shot. So now that shot might not do anything to stop the spread. You know, and a lot of people that don't believe in the vaccine, people don't believe in the virus to begin with. But you know, unfortunately, our economy is just getting hammered by this, and it's not going to stop. It's one big domino effect, and it's going to get bigger from here.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, are you putting in extra hours these days, Steve?
Oh, I sure am. You know, it's hard to keep up with what's happening right now because I'm getting so many calls, and you know, and unfortunately, my health hasn't even returned from my incident yet. So you know, it's hard to put in full days still at this point. But you know, I'm doing everything I can to get back to everybody as quickly as I can. And like I said, things are going to change. You know. The Fed came out, this is how bad things are, you know, according to the Fed. They just came out 2 days ago and said they're going to keep interest rates at zero at least until 2023. They haven't even had a chance to talk to whoever the new president's going to be for the next term. They haven't had a chance to talk to Janet Yellen, who's going to be the new head of the Treasury. But they've already making sure that they make a statement that interest rates won't be moving for the next 3 years. I mean, that's astonishing. That we're saying 3 years into the future, we're going to be at zero. That there will be zero increases in the interest rate. That's how bad things are going to become. And they know this. I mean, you got to remember, we as a government put some things in place for people that says that we couldn't evict people if they were renting and they couldn't pay their bills this past year. We weren't going to foreclose on people's homes because they couldn't make their payments. We put people in forbearance of their homes so that they could skip payments for a year. Now, all of a sudden, they've got 12 months of payments that are going to be coming due this March, you know, and people are got to find a way to make payments, you know, and come this March when this rule gets up, and now they can start kicking people out of homes and start foreclosing on homes. I mean, you're going to see this.
It's only 3 months away.
Housing.
March is only 3 months away. That'll be here.
It's going to be astonishing. This housing market is going to absolutely, this will be the biggest housing crash, in my opinion, that our country has ever seen. And I'm 100% confident that we're heading that way. You're seeing numbers of people that are going into poverty. 8 million Americans, they said. This is a study that was done by Notre Dame a couple weeks ago, that over 8 million Americans have fallen into poverty level since summertime. Just in summer. Because of COVID, because people aren't working, people can't get jobs. You know, it's, you know, the new jobless reports is jumping by 800 to 900,000 every single week. You know, when you're having almost 1 million people a week that are brand new people to the jobless claims every single week, people need to open your eyes. This is going to be horrific. And if you don't start taking the steps to secure what you have and getting things out of the markets and preparing for a collapse, you're going to be shocked at what you see, because it's going to hit you really, really hard, and you're not going to have a way to come back from it.
Well, that's some very sobering advice there, Steve, to say the least. Very sobering advice. And I would really advise people to pay heed and to do what they need to do. For some people, it may be gold coins and silver coins. For others, it may be real estate. For some others, it may be collectibles. But people need to do whatever they need to do to fit their specific situation. That's what your job is, to help them figure that out. Right, Steve?
Exactly right. You know, and it may be that you live on a farm and there's some land available that you want to buy, or some new tractors. I mean, these are all assets that you can buy. You know, the key to a collapsing market is you want to have assets. You don't want to put yourself into any type of a risky market. You know, stock market's not where you want to be. You don't want to be in bonds or nothing of that nature. You want to put your money where you know that if you need to sell it down the line, that, you know, you're going to have value, and that value is not going to change inside of a collapsing market. So farm equipment is good. More land is good, you know, especially if you can find lakefront or oceanfront property. Of course, that's always going to be the best. You know, that's a limited supply, so that can never change. You cannot add more waterfront property, you know, unless you're building a new lake.
Right.
You know, rare cars is always good. What you have, John, your car, you know, that's another great asset. Gold and silver, obviously, is my favorite, just because there's such a track record, you know, history with gold and silver, and it acts the same way as waterfront property. I mean, you know, what's out there for a lot of these coins and pieces of metal, it's really hard to create more of. So, you know, that value is, for the last, you know, several hundred years, is got the best track record possible during these type of times, of hardship times. So
Absolutely.
Whatever, you know, is important to you for an asset, you've got to look at it with your family and sit down and value what you have. You know, don't let it sit in cash, because I think they're going to do some massive stimulus and bailouts. You know, I think they've already pointed that the Biden group wants to do some big stimulus programs. You know, we have to look around at the planet this past year. You know, Canada has been doing a stimulus for their residents of $2,000 a month for every resident. You know, you look in over into Europe, they've been doing over $3,000 per resident a month during the pandemic. You know, we haven't really done a whole lot for a stimulus. We did one stimulus, you know, and it's we probably should be doing more to really support some people, but we just can't get the Democrats to get on board without trying to get money for their agenda. You know, we should be looking out for these people that are hurting right now and can't pay their bills and can't find work because COVID has shut them down. And we haven't been doing that, and we're going to pay the price, and then they're going to try and catch up, you know, because they're going to find out that we've made a mistake, and the Fed is going to try and print money. That's what we do. We love to print money as a society, and unfortunately, we're going to pay the price.
Well, we will, and we don't have long to wait, do we, sir?
No, sir. You know, this is going to happen in a matter of time, you know, and no matter whether it's Trump or Biden, we've got to find a way out of this. The Fed is going to be the key. And, you know, unfortunately, at the present time, you have to be thinking that, you know, Biden is leading the charge, unfortunately, to get into the office just because of how much corruption there is. You know, I'm still hopeful, just like you are, John, that Trump's going to get in it, and I pray and hope that he does. But
well, we do.
The amount of corruption that...
We had a caller here, Steve. Let's take this caller, Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Steve.
Hi, Carl.
I just had a thought on buying things that are assets that you were talking about. My grandfather, actually both of them, obviously, went through the last depression. And I talked to them at length. And for some reason, they were under, of course, they're, you know, I don't know exactly what I'm trying to say here exactly, but if you're putting your money, to me, into vehicles that when the economy collapses, the only thing you need is something to get you from point A to point B as an asset. My grandfathers were used to tell me that if you could get something, if you could just get to town, the key was like having enough gas money or money to have gas to get to town, if you could do that. Or you had a horse that you could get to town with. Of course, you're dealing in a completely different age. But I'm curious, I see the idea of buying land, And I see the merit in buying some type of things that will help people on the average level to survive. I just don't see the merit. Now, this may be because of my income level, but I just don't see the merit of buying stuff like art or buying collectible cars at this point, because they have really went through the roof for prices. The one thing that I find really interesting is that even though everybody's saying how bad the economy is, we're having people moving into the state of Montana like you can't fathom. The housing prices have went through the roof here, and when people are selling houses, they're selling $500,000 to $700,000 homes for cash. I can't believe the amount of money moving in here. Anyway, your comment, please.
Well, you know, that's the same thing that's happening here in Phoenix, is people are moving here in droves, especially from Chicago and from California. We've just seen the biggest jump in numbers, and that's make our housing prices have skyrocketed because of it. And it's an artificial increase, which means at some point that in some point in time, the artificial increase is going to be an artificial decrease, and what goes up must come down. So, you know, it's going to happen eventually. But what you're saying about, you know, not wanting to buy cars or rare cars, look, I agree with you 100%, but here's the thing. I can never be a person that tells everybody that you must only buy gold or silver, because I'd be a hypocrite. And not every person's going to like gold or silver. You know, everybody's going to have their own two cents or thoughts about things, and I can never force people to like something. So, you know, for those of you that don't like gold and silver, you've got to find another substitute for that. And, you know, whether it be land or cars or art or whatever the case it is, you know, if you're not a full believer in the history of gold and silver and what it does during these type of times, you've got to find something. And that's why I point out that there must be some type of asset that you must buy. You know, you, no matter what you do, you know, please take my advice. You've got to do something to secure your assets and your money and make sure that you're shored up during this crash. Because, you know, whether you take my advice or another person's advice, you just got to take those precautions. It's just insurance, people. You know, you have insurance for everything in your life that you have worth money. You have to sit back and think about it. You have a house worth, you know, several hundred thousand dollars. You have insurance on it. You have a car. You have insurance on it. You know, everything that's worth money, you take insurance on everything. The only thing you don't have insurance on is the value of the money that's in your bank account or in your stocks or in your IRAs, 401ks. And if you don't take some type of insurance on your money, you're sitting there at risk with the one thing you've worked your behind off on for all your life, and you're going to lose it in an instant because our government is having a hard time with our money supply, and we're printing money off like we're going out of style. So you've got to make sure that you are very proactive. You've got to be the first person that says, I'm willing to take these measures and get assets so that way I'm protected.
Yeah, I have another question here, Steve. You just kind of reminded me of it. So while we're all focused on this election, they're still printing money at a probably ungodly rate. So if it happens under a Biden administration, that, I mean, and the Fed has said they're going to hold interest rates at zero for the next 3 years, that means they're going to continue to do this to print money. I'll go on after the break, if it's okay,
hold
John.
Hold on, Carl. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That
all
is
right,
our
we're
policy.
Back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Get them now at a nice discount at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Steve Hunt. You want to contact Steve and get a private consultation, just give Steve a call at 800-988-8443. Carl, let's continue with your question or comment, please, sir.
Sure. So, Steve, assuming that the interest rates stay at zero and the Federal Reserve continues to dump money into this economy to keep it afloat, regardless of who is in office, when do you think we will start to see stuff like hyperinflation?
I think hyperinflation will be here by springtime, personally. I don't think we're going to be at zero. I think we'll have negative interest rates once Janet Yellen gets in office. Janet Yellen has been a big believer in negative interest rates and in the theory of what Europe has been doing with their rates. She likes that component of the banking system. So personally, you know, I think they made that statement to kind of give you the shock and awe of how bad things are going to be. You know, if you kind of think about, you know, history of how our government works, they give you a little bit of this and a little bit of information here and there to get you warmed up for possibilities. You know, so that way it's not always so bad. And the next information that drops, I really do believe we'll have negative interest rates either by spring or summertime. You know, this housing thing is going to create such a bad market that they're going to have to find a way to sustain the government system and the monetary system. You know, they're printing money right now. They've already committed to buying bonds again, government bonds. It's a system that's designed to fail, unfortunately. And Janet Yellen's belief of printing money, you know, her quantitative easing theories that she likes to throw around like it's nothing about how we'll just print money until infinity is going to backfire. And, you know, the reason why he's put her back in office because they had her before just doesn't make any sense to me, because it was a colossal failure having, you know, our quantitative easing problems. You know, it's like you have a leak in a boat and all you're doing is putting some bubble gum on the hole. Eventually that bubble gum is not going to hold, and that hole is going to get worse and worse. You know, and that's all we're doing. We just keep stuffing bubble gum in this thing and hoping that, you know, we can make it until eventually the system pops. And, you know, you're going to see inflation. It's going to run rampant. I really do think you're going to have prices that's absolutely soar by spring and summer. You know, they're going to be printing so much money to try and keep us afloat. Everybody's going to be, you know, subject to the volatility of the markets. They're going to be subject to the volatility of the money increase and printing. You know, they're printing it now. They're already getting a jump start on it, and we haven't even had stimulus or bailout packages. So just imagine what will happen when she gets back in office. It's coming, people. It really is. You know, you're a month away if they really do get in office between, you know, before we start seeing this kind of thing happen.
Amazing.
Okay. All right. Absolutely. Thank amazing. You.
Okay.
Good talking to you, Kyle.
Negative interest rates is where you pay the bank to keep your money, Steve?
Correct. We'll have money in the bank, and we'll be paying the banking system, you know, instead of them giving us money, which, you know, think about now, we really don't get anything. It's 0.002%. I mean, we're getting nothing. You know, we're getting a fraction of a penny on our money. But, right. You know, they're going to have no problem putting negative rates on us where we will be paying the bank, you know, if we have $100, we pay them $2 out of that 100 every month. You know, it's, you know, or whatever number they come up with, you know, I really do think that it's coming down the pipe.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, we're in for some interesting times. About 60 seconds here to wrap this up for this week, Steve.
You know, if I keep saying to people, be diligent and you got to be proactive. You really do. We're almost out of time. I know this is a hard time. People have to understand this next 30 days is going to fly by. You know, we're midway through December. You know, Christmas is next week, and, you know, that week is going to fly by. Then you're going to have New Year's. That week is going to fly by. And believe it, you know, or not, you're going to be a week away from the inauguration, you know, and the fireworks or whatever happens between Republicans and Democrats, you know, or what's, you know, we just don't know. And things are going to happen so fast. You really have to take your initiative to start doing things now, you know, shore up your money, put things, you know, if you don't believe in what's being said, then at least put your money into cash and on the sidelines, put into money market accounts. At least get yourself so that you're not subject to the extreme volatility of the marketplace should things happen quicker than we think it will, and you don't have time to react. Because if it's sitting in the marketplace and the market drops 20, 30, 40, 50%, you know, you can't hit the pause button. It's too late. So, right. You know, just take that first step and start getting yourself into a better system of insurance.
That's good advice. If you want more detailed advice, just give Steve a call. He'd be glad to have a private consultation with you at 800-988-8443. Well, Steve, thank you, sir. It's always good to have you with us and get the updates. We'll look forward to having you back next Thursday, sir.
I look forward to it, John.
Okay.
Have a good day.
That's it. We have a Bottom of the Hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of December. Well, every week we take 24 minutes to talk about my favorite product, the energy cleaner, my home business. We have these kind of discussions with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the energy cleaner. He comes on board with us. He hasn't called in yet. Typically, he calls in a couple of minutes late. And we talk about this marvelous product that's helped so many. At this point, thousands of people get their life back, literally get their life back. Tomorrow, we're going to have a special treat, the third hour. Steve Whitman will be with us. Steve gives myself and the energy cleaner credit for saving his life, literally saving his life. It's a very heartwarming story. He wrote a book about it. The book's been updated with more information. The title of the book is Winning Life's Lottery. And Steve's an amazing guy. I refer to him as a civilized Crocodile Dundee, and that's a compliment. he's a very bright, well-educated man on one hand. On the other, he's quite the woodsman, being trained and certified as a Maine guide. It's a tough certification to get for very good reason. That's because those woods up there in Maine, they'll just flat kill you. In the wintertime, Oh, yeah. Those woods up there are about as tough as any wooded area can be in northern Maine, up near the Canadian border. So getting certified as a Maine guide is a difficult thing, and it needs to be a difficult thing. So Steve will be with us tomorrow. I don't want to steal his thunder and give you any more details, except that to say that you will thoroughly enjoy hearing Steve Whitman's story about how he survived and how he has now recovered. Tom Berryhill is busy making energy cleaners, and he hasn't come on board yet, so maybe he won't come on board. That's okay. I'm meeting Tom in a couple of hours to pick up a fresh shipment of energy cleaners, and we got back orders going back to the last of November, believe it or not. My orders since March have tripled. They not only doubled, they tripled. People are at home. They're on lockdown. They're working from home. I know a number of people that have developed their home office into a full-time office where they work remotely from their normal office. Consequently, people have more time to think, more time to ponder their health, more time to determine where they are health-wise and where they'd like to be health-wise. And that's why the energy cleaner sales have tripled. People hear Tom and I talking about it, and they think, man, you know, that just might work for me. Maybe it will work for me. I think I'm going to go ahead and try that out. I'm going to go ahead and try out one of John Moore's energy cleaners and his mattress pad to go with it. Once I do, we get the comments back, well, I wish I hadn't waited so long. I wish I hadn't waited that period of time, that I could have been getting my life back and wasn't. But we good-naturedly make fun of the energy cleaner procrastinator. Even my friend Tim Spencer, who got his life back, he was a procrastinator. Got a temporary glitch in the electric here. If I got knocked off the air, I apologize. It looks like the grid may be fragile here today at my home. If the grid goes down, I'll use the telephone. We'll keep the show going here. So far, so good. I got backup power on this computer, but we'll see what happens. Regardless, the energy cleaner is an electronic healing device. When I ship one of these to Canada, or Australia, New Zealand, United Kingdom, that's what I put on the customs label. An electronic healing device. It is not a TENS unit. It's not a Rife machine. It's not a frequency generator. No, not at all. Different technology. The energy cleaner itself is very unimpressive. It's about the size of a cigar box. It takes 9 D cell batteries, 9 Ds and Delta flashlight batteries. Very unimpressive thing to look at. Plain black plastic, white letters that says energy cleaner. No on-off switch, no gauges, no dials. Simply one place to plug in one wire and one LED lamp that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. Pretty good deal there. That one wire hopefully would go to one of the mattress pads that I offer for sale to go with the energy cleaner. Now, you can make your own pad out of aluminum screen wire, and I've slept on aluminum screen wire before I decided to go ahead and start marketing the mattress pads. I'm here to tell you it's not particularly comfortable. It doesn't take long for knees and elbows to start breaking apart that screen wire and start scratching in the middle of the night. So the way to go is to get the energy cleaner, get the mattress pad to go with it. A lot of people these days are getting the mattress pad for their bed, and then the travel size, the 12 by 24 inch, to take with them when they go on road trips or to have in their easy chair. Very handy. Very handy. This electrostatic healing signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. Very simple. It sounds simple, but it's really high tech. There's a detox going on there. A detox. And for some people, I'd say it's maybe 4 or 5% of the people that use it. The detox is too much too fast, and they start getting what's called a Herxheimer's effect. That's flu-like symptoms because you're detoxing too fast. Well, here's what we do in that case. We have them remove 6 of the 9 batteries. That slows down the power by 2/3. And go on that 3 batteries, that one row of batteries, for a month. That slows down the detox. Almost everybody can handle that. The second month puts three more batteries back in, making a total of 6. And in the third month, put the remaining 3 batteries in for a total of 9. Under those conditions, the detox slows down enough that people can tolerate it. The flu-like symptoms go away, and people find themselves on the road to optimal health and well-being. That's the way to do it. Now, we focus on 2 things. We focus on pain mitigation. It could be from arthritis pain, doesn't matter the source of the pain, and getting a great night's sleep. That's the 2 things we focus on. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Everybody with arthritis pain, they either get complete or partial relief. Most get complete, some get partial, at least initially. People with sleep issues, they report they sleep as good as a small child or a teenager, like I do every night. It amplifies, if you're taking some kind of vitamins and supplements, it amplifies the effect of these supplements, and it helps you in that, you know, in lots of ways. Looks like we've got a caller on hold here. We're at Kenny in Texas. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, good morning, John. Hey, I had a thought just sitting here listening to you talk about Steve Whitman up there in Maine. Maybe he knows somebody, or he can be somehow check out what you were talking about that happened up in northern Maine.
Right. Well, I did. I called him. I called him over the weekend, and he reached out to some firemen he know that are only 20 miles from there. And the fireman told him that, as far as they knew, it was just an earthquake. For whatever that's worth, that's what we got back from the fireman up there in Maine, 20 miles from the epicenter of whatever happened, the 3-point earthquake or the explosion.
Right. I just had that thought when you was talking about that. Well, there's intel right there.
It took me about 3 minutes to figure that out when I heard about this explosion. Because I knew he would know people up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's. I just wanted to bring that up, but I knew you'd probably ahead of me.
Okay. Well, okay. In this case, John. I was not always, but I was this time. Okay.
Okay. Well, have a good day.
Thank you, Kenny. Appreciate it. The call number is 800. Disregard 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. That story out of Maine about the bunker buster hitting an underground facility, killing 50,000 Chinese troops. That's pretty wild stuff, to say the least. It would take a really big explosion to kill 50,000 men. If 50,000 did die, I think they more likely died from lack of air, from asphyxiation, than they did from an explosion itself. But this may be one of those stories that's never verified. Now, Steve Quayle says he has independent sources that are saying it's real, and I got a lot of respect for Steve. Maybe it is. I'm just putting it on the list of possibly true, and I'm going to let it go for the time being other than that. Well, getting back to the energy cleaner, we help people get their lives back. Now, our friend Tim Spencer, we went to the first expo down there in Springfield, Missouri, with Vince Finelli. And he was hurting. He's a tough guy, and he was hurting. I could tell it. He had lost a lot of weight, skin and bones. And I had the energy cleaner ready to present to him, and I presented it to him along with a mattress pad to go with it. And he still took 2 weeks before he put it on his bed. And he regrets that to this day. 2 weeks of lost time that he could have been getting his health and vigor back. But he, after a couple of weeks of using it, he was satisfied it was not just a fluke. It was not just some kind of placebo effect. And he came on the air with Tom and I once a week for more than a year, giving us updates as to his cutbacks on pain meds, on getting energy to do the things he wanted to do, to the point where he was riding his ponies and climbing radio towers. That's that following summer. Now, I would call that a full recovery. Because prior to that, he was basically semi-invalid. He was preparing to become a resident Monday through Friday at the General John Pershing VA Center in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, coming home on weekends. Well, we know that would have segued into not coming home every weekend to not coming home at all. That's the way those things typically go, especially if the people visiting you have to drive 3 miles on really bad roads between their home and the Poplar Bluff VA Center. That's where he was headed. It didn't happen, though. He got his life back, and he had several years of excellent life, quality of life. He's had other issues since then that have been devastating to his life. I'm still working to help him resolve the one issue where he had a seizure. The ambulance showed up. When he got on the ambulance, both his feet and legs and ankles were both in good condition. When he got to the hospital, one ankle was crushed, absolutely crushed. And that led to an infection, that led to an amputation, so now the man has one leg amputated below the knee. Tragic situation, and I'm still working with that to help get some resolution. But in the meantime, the energy cleaner helps with the pain, helps with a lot of things, and it can help you too. If you get one and a mattress pad to go with it, it can, and it will. And people ask me all kinds of questions. Well, John, will it help with this? John, will it help with that? And it's, sometimes I'll know if it will. Sometimes I'll know that we simply don't know. And people have questions about pacemakers and implants. Don't worry about it. In fact, Tim Spencer has a pacemaker. Don't worry about pacemakers. We've had dozens and dozens of people with pacemakers use energy cleaner with no problem whatsoever. None at all. And the bonus with the energy cleaner is for you gardeners, those of you who want to grow either fruits and vegetables to eat or ornamentals to enjoy the beautiful flowers. Both types of gardeners, they both get great results using an energy cleaner with their plants. They do. Larger fruits and vegetables, the ornamentals grow faster and more beautiful. Pretty simple process. You take chicken wire and suspend it above the plants and connect the energy cleaner to it. Make sure the chicken wire has insulators. If it's grounded out, it'll ground out the energy cleaner signal. And be sure to move the chicken wire up so the plants don't get tangled up inside the chicken wire. Keep it about 8 to 10 inches above the energy, the plants, so that chicken wire, it'll help your garden. We got a caller on hold here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I thought I'd call tomorrow, but I might not get to. What kind of batteries does it take?
D is in Delta. It's 9
okay.
batteries.
Okay. Have you ever recommended or sell or know where that you could get a solar battery charger for those?
We don't recommend rechargeable batteries. We don't recommend rechargeable batteries.
Why not?
Well, they don't work as well. And, you know, we recommend the dollar store batteries. So you're looking at about $10 per year for batteries, Pat. We recommend changing the batteries.
Yeah, but I guess the doom and gloom has got... I heard somebody say you couldn't buy zinc. The government bought it up to take, you know. And I thought, that's true. Whoever I sent after zinc said there wasn't any there. They came home with gummy bears, about 25 milligrams each. So I guess we can always count on, if we get into it with China or whatever, that we'd still buy batteries.
Well, batteries should be available for the time being. Right. Anything else, Pat?
Well, I guess we're thinking future, you know, and buying things that you know will last. You know, batteries don't,
right,
you can't
right.
store batteries, they don't last. And anyway, I wanted to tell people don't buy a live Christmas tree. People get all excited and worship the Christmas tree because it don't seem like Christmas, and that'll make me normal and all that kind of crap. In Jeremiah 10, it says, don't buy a tree and nail it to the floor and decorate it with gold and silver. It has no power. So I think, another one says, eat honey, my son, for strength. And the Proverbs 24, whatever, you're fighting abortion, you know. And I thought, I wonder if people ever thought of buying dried honey.
I don't know, Pat. I don't know. Pat? Yeah, well, thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Okay.
We got a break.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday. It is Thursday, the 17th day of December. I'm getting reports. I just got a report from one of my listeners, Scott. Thank you, Scott. A little article written by a medical doctor, Frank Schallenberger, MD. basically warning his patients about the vaccines, plural, that are being introduced. The vaccine program in Australia has been completely shut down because the people taking the vaccine are now testing positive for HIV. They're calling it false positive. No, it's not false positive. False means it didn't happen. No, these people actually do have HIV in their blood. That's why they're testing positive. How tragic is that? Well, I believe that's a different vaccine than what they're using here, but I'm not taking it. I don't care what they say about it. I really, one of the things this doctor mentions is that, first of all, this is not a normal vaccine. These are the mRNA vaccine. There's never been one licensed for human use before anywhere on the planet. That's never happened. And in addition, it's been rushed through, bypassing all the normal safety protocols to get these things in production. Now, I remember what happened with the swine flu vaccine back in the mid-70s. I'm so glad my first wife, a registered nurse, she advised me to not get it. I was really considering getting it. It seemed like a good thing at the time. A lot of people died from the swine flu vaccine back in the 70s, and many others. Tens of thousands had their lives ruined. I know a woman, she was a friend of my wife, Dr. Moore, another doctor. She managed to get herself through chiropractic college, but the swine flu vaccine that she took, the same one I didn't take, wrecked her life, literally destroyed her life. Smart woman, very, very good doctor, but the swine flu vaccine destroyed her life. No, this cowboy is not going to sign up for any vaccine. Now, one of my listeners, he's a healthcare professional, he's an RN, and he and his buddies, men and women in the healthcare profession, they already have a private agreement between themselves that they will pretend to give each other the vaccine when they're not going to take it. That's pretty smart. I'm also reading that there's going to be a placebo vaccines given to healthcare professionals so they won't get sick, and to help convince the public that it's a good thing. When it's not, while they're being injected with is sterile water, no vaccine, just a little dose of sterile water, which can cause no harm. Mike Adams is convinced, and I have a lot of respect for Mike, that the purpose of the vaccine is to kill people. The initial deaths will be blamed on COVID, not on the vaccine, of course. It's going to be a second dose. No, just don't do it. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.